From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Multiple attacks on a Syrian Shiite shrine. In Syria, two suicide attacks hit a revered Shiite shrine in Damascus, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Heavy plumes of black smoke engulfed the scene of the first explosion in the Sayyida Zainab district as firefighters poured water on blazing wreckage. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Sayyida Zainab blast, which struck the area near a revered Shiite shrine. The district normally has Shiite visitors from neighboring Lebanon, Iraq, and Iran. A number of explosions have targeted Sayyida Zainab during the past several years, threatening to exacerbate already heavy sectarian tensions. A TV correspondent said one blast near a market might have claimed more lives, but for the light Ramadan traffic. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Forces aligned with Libya's unity government say they are close to taking control of the Islamic State-held port city of Sirte. Heavy fighting was taking place near the Ouagadougou Conference Center that is being used as an IS command center, according to the French news agency AFP. Fighters aligned with the Government of National Accord began the battle in Sirte, the former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, early in May. Ahmed Hadia, a spokesman for the pro-government forces, told the Associated Press Friday the offensive is nearing its final stage. Militias from the city of Misrata to the west were able to reach the outskirts of Sirte earlier in the week. This is VOA News.